who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Richard Sherman Podcast, presented by FanDuel. It's NFL playoff time, and there's no better place to get in on the action than FanDuel. The app is safe, secure, and easy to use. FanDuel has exclusive offers, boosts, and more all month long. When you win, you'll get paid fast. Jump into the action at any time during the game with live betting. And FanDuel is now live in Ohio. So use promo code RS and download the FanDuel app today to start making every moment more.
21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable free bet that expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Volume.
Welcome back to the Richard Sherman Podcast. It's championship week. Mitchell, who you got?
It is. Let's start in the AFC, Rich. Bengals at Chiefs. We're high on Cincy. Can they make it 4 in a row against Mahomes? The hobbled Mahomes, might I add, Rich?
They beat Mahomes healthy. They beat Mahomes with Tyreek. Mitchell, their defensive coordinator has been putting together some very masterful game plans. Louis Riddick, we were just talking on Twitter about it. My goodness, he is putting on a masterclass. And I really don't understand why he hasn't got a head coach job or even an interview, but maybe he doesn't want to be a head coach. Maybe he just wants to be the defensive coordinator of the Cincinnati Bengals forever. But he's doing a heck of a job. They're using their talent, and their defensive and offensive lines are bullies. They went into Buffalo, into the cold, where the Bills Mafia is, Mitchell, and they bullied them on both sides of the ball. 3 backups on the offensive line, 3, and they bullied them. They're on a, 10-game winning streak now? Like, Joe Burrow, when he's played Cincinnati, Mitchell, he doesn't just like scrape by against Cincinnati. He plays really well. He's 72% completion percentage, 8 touchdowns, 1 interception, 121 passer rating. That's against Kansas City, Mitchell. In the 3 games, he's 3-0. Woo! And Mahomes is hobbled. I've had high ankle sprains, Mitchell. It took me out of the first Super Bowl we won. It took me out. I was on crutches the rest of the day. I was not playing a football game the next week. I'm not covering anybody. It sounds good. He played through and soldiered, Mitchell. He deserves a ton of credit because I don't know how he did it. But once that swelling got in there, the pain, it's not enough painkillers in the world to think he's going to go out there and be better. They'll probably try to, you know, put an air cast on and try to do their best, but this isn't going to be Jacksonville's defensive line. They didn't play with a sense of urgency. They didn't smell blood in the water. That was the problem in that game. When he got hobbled, it's unfortunate. You never want to see anybody get hurt. But when you see somebody down, you smell an opportunity. And then they let Chad Henne go in there and go 98 yards and score a touchdown. And then you let him come back and throw the ball to Travis Kelce over and over and over and over again. That's not a team with killer instinct. The Cincinnati Bengals, they got killer instinct, Mitchell. They're not going to allow that. The NFL playoffs are here. If your team's in, it's going to be fun. But what if you could actually be at the game?
That'd be fun. For last minute amazing deals on tickets to your favorite NFL team, check out Game Time, the fastest growing app in the U.S. If your team is out of it, no sweat. They have tickets to NCAA, NHL, NBA games, even concerts and comedy shows too. So if you're in San Francisco, you want to see the Niners, download the Game Time app, create an account, and redeem the code Sherman for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, enter the code Sherman, that's S-H-E-R-M-A-N, for $20 off. No matter where you live, get out and have some fun this week. Download the Game Time app. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
I don't disagree with you. And you know I love me some Joe Burrow. He has certainly become the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes' kryptonite, right? But Mahomes is a competitor. And this is a guy, hobbled or not, he's going to give it his all. I mean, 22 for 30 in that second half after the high ankle sprain, Rich. That's Patrick Mahomes' stat line. 195 yards and a touchdown. I mean, we know a lot of that went to Travis Kelce. I'm assuming your boys over in Cincy Land are going to be game planning and prepping for a lot of Travis Kelce, you know, but Richard, you cannot underestimate and understate the value of Patrick Mahomes. I mean, the guy is going to play with one leg, you know, in the words of Dan Campbell, I don't care if you got one ass cheek and three toes, Patrick Mahomes is going to kick your ass, you know? So this game is the battle of the behemoths, right? And Vegas, ironically, had an opening line of 2.5 in favor of Kansas City. That point spread has now shifted, favoring the Bengals, -1.5.
Oh, Mr. I meant to get on that. I meant to get on it while it was at 2.5 because I know there's a lot of money in my account that will be directed to that game, Mitchell, because when they played in week 13, Travis Kelce, who had 14 catches last week, had 6 targets, 4 catches. Because the Cincinnati Bengals know how to cover. They know, hey, he's their go-to guy. We're going to give him extra attention. They're not going to be like the Jacksonville Jaguars and say, hey, best tight end in the league, first team all pro, wide open. We'll put a D end on him. We'll put a linebacker on him. Well, we'll put somebody. Who else do we have? Just throw somebody on him. We'll cover him. No, they're not going to do that. They're going to act accordingly, and they're going to cover him well. Now, Patrick Mahomes deserves a ton of credit. If he wins this game, Mitchell, put his name in lore because it's incredible. Anybody who has had a high ankle sprain can attest that it is incredibly hard to move. There's no push off. There's no power. And it's his right leg. So it's his plant leg. He's power. You know what I mean? When he's throwing his passes and he still was able to finish that game, that's incredible. If he's able to beat the Cincinnati Bengals and come back and win the Super Bowl, there will be very few discussions about who the best quarterback in the National Football League is for the foreseeable future. There are very few questions about it now. But the way I see it, because everybody talks about Joe Burrow like he's not really talented. They like Patrick Mahomes, his arm talent, his athleticism. He's just such a great player. Like his potential, his ceiling is just through the roof. And then they talk about Joe Burrow's like Joe Burrow's. He's just, he's a winner, but he doesn't have the arm strength and he doesn't have the arm angles and all. It's like Batman versus Superman. Superman got the superpowers, Mitchell. He got all. He can fly, super strong, faster than a speeding bullet, all that good stuff. That's Patrick Mahomes. But for some reason, when Batman, which is Joe Burrow, he just got the belt, he got all the tricks, he got the receivers, so he got all the tools, Mitchell. He got the Batmobile. That's Jamar Chase. You got T. Higgins. You got Joe Mixon. He got all the tools, but he ain't got super speed and all that. But for some reason, every time Superman and Batman get together, Batman wins.
I love that analogy, Rich. I love me some Batman. You know what? I got Joe Burrow. I'm with you on this, Richard. Joe Burrow, this is his time. I believe he goes to Arizona, and I know you're going to hate this, but I believe the Cincinnati Bengals come out victorious in the Super Bowl. But let's shift to the NFC Championship game. I know you have a vested interest in your 49ers. I know you love this team. I know you love you some Nicholas John Bosa and Frederico Edward Warner, you know, and I know Anthony. You love you some Talanoa Hufanga.
Yes, sir.
But Richard, they're entering murky waters They're entering murky waters against a now somewhat healthy Jalen Hurts, a guy that is lethal on the run. 49ers have struggled against running quarterbacks now, Rich. This is new territory for them. Who do you like in this game? Remove the bias, please.
Mitchell, the bias can't be removed. It's permanent, like a stain, like a marker on your shirt, like a blood stain. Like, it's Mitchell, it's not going anywhere. I got the 49ers. They're going into Philly and they're getting a win. Now, I do like the Philadelphia Eagles. The question marks about Lane Johnson's injury. I mean, he did a great job last week. I mean, Hassan Reddick, wow, he's having an incredible season. He's having a Pro Bowl, All-Pro year. Was a menace last week. Then the secondary, I mean, you know the two corners, the two All-Pros. You know what I mean? Big play Slay and Brad Beat, like, they're out there doing it. They got a lot of talent in the secondary, and we're not even talking about everybody else. They got talented linebackers offensively all day, always open. A.J. Brown. Like, but they don't stop the run on that defense. They are not great against the run. That's why they had to go get Ndamukong Suh. That's why they had to go pick people up. Now, that may change this week, but it hasn't changed. They're 24th against the run this season, Mitchell, and I expect the San Francisco 49ers to run the ball. Now, you are right. Jalen Hurts is going to run the ball. They're going to run RPO systems, but they have found ways to stop quarterbacks who have designed runs. When they're play action, when they're zone read, when they can be stopped. They'll run stunts, Mitchell. We had the stunts package. It travels. And I know he's talking to Saleh. He's talking to Dan Quinn. This stunts package they will have will do a great job against Jalen Hurts. They will force him to throw the ball to his very talented receiving core and Goddard, Dallas Goddard. But they have not seen a guy like Frederico, Anthony Warner. They have not seen Talanoa Hufanga sneak up from the tall grass, from the left or the right side. Like, they're calling a great game plan. We're talking about Greenlaw. You don't even see the accolades about Greenlaw, but they should be there. He's there, and he ain't scared. Jimmy Ward, you see the forced interceptions. He didn't make the play, but he's everywhere like Project Roaches. Like, you got to understand they're more than the sum of their parts, and then we get to the offense. You got Christian McCaffrey. You got Debo. You got George Kittle, the all-pro left tackle, who you can slide away from. And then he plays patty cake with Micah Parsons. Well, he played patty cake with Micah Parsons. Like their kids in the, hey, okay, where we going? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, Mitchell. Like, he's the best in the league. So when you have a guy like that, you can slide away from him, Mitchell. And then we're talking about Brandon Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk, Mitchell, had a 1,000-yard season, and he's got some more big plays in there. Brock Purdy's going to get it done. I got San Fran.
I know you love San Fran. This is going to be an ultimate test for Brock Purdy. And let's not forget, Brock Purdy faced off against Jalen Hurts while they were in college. So these two have some history. Brock Purdy unfortunately lost that game, failed to convert a two-point conversion at the end. But, you know, he fought the Cyclones from Iowa State, almost knocked off the Oklahoma Sooners led by Jalen Hurts. These two have history. Let's see if they can he can reverse it, Rich. But I want to get back to this defensive scheme that you were talking about, because for us commoners, the common layman, the person that didn't play professional football, much like myself, I'm interested to know, can you break down the stunts package? What do we as fans need to be looking for this Sunday?
The simplest way for me to put it is you'll see the end crash. So it'll either be Bosa or Ebukam. They'll crash down on the back. They got the back. So when they do that, the linebacker will abandon the A-gap that he usually has. So he usually sits in the A-gap and everybody's gap. And then it's usually the DN slides and has the back in the quarterback and he got to make a decision. They don't do that. They make the DN just commit and erase two gaps. So if he doesn't get there fast enough, then that A-gap, or they chip him or something and create a hole. Now they can get through that A-gap because it'll be wide open. But usually he crashes so hard, then they crash the D-tackle into that gap as well. So they muddy it up, but the DN has the back. So no matter what, he's going for the back. So if they're play actioning or they're faking, he's going to tackle the back. And then Jalen Hurts goes around, the backer sweeps around and he'll have the quarterback. So it'll be one-on-one with either Greenlaw or Fred. I think they feel good about that consistently. Now, if they're going play action RPO system, which they've done a lot of the season, then it'll be on Fred to diagnose that and be able to get out of that and still be in that window. And that's where Jalen Hurts has had a lot of success. I think they're going to be able to do it. I think they got answers, but I think Sirianni is going to have new wrinkles this week, and we'll see. We'll see. They brought some really cool pressure packages. You see Fred Warner can cover receivers down the field. D'Amico Ryans feels comfortable with that. I'm excited.
I know you are. And we got a special guest on here next, Rich. D'Amador Lenore, starting cornerback for the San Francisco 49ers. He's going to have a big task this weekend, either going up against all day, always open, A.J. Brown, or the Heisman winner, Devontae Smith. What do you like about his game? Are you confident about his abilities going into this matchup?
Mitchell, I'm very confident. I'm very confident. I've known him since he was a kid. He's a dog, and he's confident. And he believes what he sees. Even if things don't go right for him, he'll continue to fight. He'll continue to scrap, and he'll scrap to the last down. He's having a great playoffs. He's got two picks in two games. Can't get no better than that. And they're impact plays. They're not just tips and overthrows, even though you got to get those. He's reading the routes. He's breaking. He's believing what he sees. He's confident. He's tackling well. He's playing with attitude. That's exactly what you need.
Well, Richard, this concludes our preview of the AFC and NFC Championship games. Our next special guest, D'Amador Lenore. If you've been watching the NFL playoffs from the sidelines, there's still time to get in the game with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. New customers bet this Sunday's conference championship game with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up with promo code RS. FanDuel has all your favorite bets from the money line to point spreads to player props. Plus, you can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with the same game parlay. This weekend, we're going with the Cincinnati Bengals getting a point and a half, and we're combining that in a same game parlay with Ja'Marr Chase as an anytime touchdown score. So football fans, don't miss out. Place your first $5 bet to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, with promo code RS. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable free bet. Expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back to the Richard Sherman Podcast. We got a really special guest, D'Amador Lenore.
What's good? What's good? I'm happy to be here, man. Happy to talk to you.
Hey, you didn't earn your right. You didn't earn it. You out there strapping. You getting books. How are they gonna let you book two of the same plays though? Like,
they didn't get the message last week. They didn't get the message. They thought I was sweet out there.
They definitely thought it was sweet. He ain't thinking it's sweet no more. I almost thought you were to the crib, but Zeke wanted to get, you know what I mean, play linebacker.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was my whole goal. My whole goal was to score. Like, I was supposed to score. Like, I was mad at myself for even when I got to the end zone and I realized, I'm like, you didn't score. Like, that was my whole goal. Because ever since I was in high school and even in Little League, I was always, every time the ball touched my hands, I was trying to score.
But, you would say, hey, your team appreciated it. They, yeah, you know, they needed it. Have you seen all this craziness? Did you know about the Cowboys rivalry before the game? Or did you hear about everything after the game? Or did you feel it throughout the week?
Well, I remember Shanahan bringing it up last year, and I kind of knew a little bit. And then when we start having our team meeting, we start going over more. And then I was like, oh, this is serious. Right. Like, oh, yeah, it's time to lock in. I was like, you make a play in this game, you would be probably remember forever.
Right, right. Yeah. It's history. So you feeling good. You know what I mean? It's your first, it's your first playoff starts. You comfortable. The team's feeling good. What was your mindset going into that game? I know Meek had a good game plan, but it looked like y'all was just hungry out there. Y'all was everywhere. You made a tackle on CeeDee Lamb on the sideline. Ain't nobody bringing it up, but you kind of grown-manned him a little bit. Got up under his pads and just dumped him. You know what I mean? Y'all had some attitude.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's kind of what they preach here. You know, what we preach, being physical, you got to be able to hold your own. Really, we all had the same mindset. Like, since week one, we trying to win. Like, it's nothing more to it. It's either you're going to get with it or you're going to get lost. So that's kind of what our mindset was. So going into that game, we seeing all the tweets and all, you know, Michael Parsons saying this is what we wanted. And, you know, we kind of took that to heart. Like, we the number one defense, and we're going to show everybody.
This is a question, personal question for me. Why are you still in the 3-8? I know you came in with the 3-8, but you didn't have the opportunity to switch by now.
Yeah, I had an opportunity, but I was like, this number was given to me, so I'm going to just try to make the best of it. I'm going to try to make it look good. And then I ain't seen no other corner with it besides the corner Legarius Sneed from the Chiefs.
Right.
That was the only person I seen with it. So I was like, it was given to me, so I'm just rocking. I ain't going to complain. I'm going to just put my head down and work.
I like that. I like that. And you're going to work. You're going to work. How you feeling about this matchup y'all got coming up? They got some talent over there. Good quarterback, good offense, good receivers all day, always open. A.J. Brown. They got Devontae Smith, some talented guy. But y'all got some talented guys, too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I love it. I love this matchup. You know, I couldn't ask for a better matchup. We played them before, so I kind of know what Devontae Smith's like. I watched A.J. Brown when we played Tennessee last year. So I kind of know what they both like to do. We're going to be ready. We're going to be ready. We're going to come out. We're going to play lights out.
You playing lights out now. What do you think about Kyle? Because I know he got to be different than any coach you've ever had before with how he is, with his honesty, his meetings.
Yeah.
You know, he be keeping it a buck.
Oh, yeah, yeah. One thing I can say, he a genius to start off. You know, the way he breaks down the run game and the way he have everything set up, I'll be like, this is crazy. Like, right. just listening to the meetings, you know, the team meeting early morning, I'm like, this is crazy how he just put all this together. But him in meetings, I mean, when I start this year, so he was on me in the beginning of the training camp, you know, so I was like, I had to step my game up. And then he said one thing I remember he said, he was like, I want you to be an asshole. I want you to be a dog. And then after that, change was off. The leash was off.
Right.
The leash was off.
Look, he know what he wants. He's a super smart coach. He's great at educating his dudes. That's what people don't understand. Like, he go into meetings on Mondays and he teach a lesson. He's this the reason this play worked, because with this linebacker right here, you see him? He slid over too far. We scooped him up out of there and we went right there.
Yeah, like, that's exactly how it'd be.
Right, right. You'd be like, we were setting this dude up all day. Safety, it was getting lower and lower and lower. We were waiting for him. Bam.
Yeah, like, and then it just popped.
Like, okay. So what you feel about your teammates? You got some of the best guys. You know, I went to the Super Bowl with a lot of the guys that are on that defense. Frederico, Jimmy, Eric, Nicholas, Law. But they were all young then, you know, they're all super young then. Now they vet and got captains on. What have those guys taught you throughout the year and helped you, you know, as you become the starter and had to play a bigger role in this defense?
Well, really, starting off with Jimmy, he was always like a big brother when I first got here. You know, he was always helping me and just telling me, just believe in yourself. Like, you got the talent. You just got to put your head there and you just got to believe in yourself. Then with Fred, he just motivated me just by his appearance. Like, you know, like when I first got out there, it was against the Lions and it was so much communication going on. And I was just staring. Like the play was about to start, and I was just staring. I'm like, dang, this Fred Warner right here. Like he really making every check, every call. Like it was just crazy to me. Like I had to really let that sink in, and just it was just crazy. It was a crazy feeling. Like, but I have the utmost respect for these guys on this team, you know, and I feel like they deserve a Super Bowl. So every time I lace it up and I step out there, like I'm not just playing for me. I know I got to play for them. Because I know what they deserve and I know how hard they work.
No question. And that's as it should be. You know, that's how a great defense is formed. That's how brotherhoods are formed, because it's care. You know what I mean? It's care, it's appreciation. But let's talk about the other side of the ball, because your offense is really talented as well. You know, you had to be amazed with first off, you wasn't scared, because the first day you got there, you were strapping. You know, we ain't gonna act like you wasn't out there strapping. But did it ever surprise you the amount of talent that they were able to put together on that team and then add Christian McCaffrey this year? I mean, y'all, it's an abundance of riches.
Yeah, it was crazy, because like just seeing Debo, I never really knew who Debo was until I actually got here, and just seeing how he worked. Like, I know he got the big contract, but just seeing him work through training camp, like I knew he was going to do what he did.
Right.
Like, so I was just seeing him. He was coming up with circus catches, one-hand catches. I'm like, this dude different. Like, he different. Right. And then when the game clicked on, the tape is different. So I was just like, oh, this he real underrated. And then Ayuk, I've been knowing him since college. You know, we went against each other in college, you know, Oregon, Arizona State. So I already knew what type of talent he had. And I knew if he really put the work in his craft, where he could be.
What about Kittle? Have you had to cover Kittle? Because Kittle craftier than people think.
Yeah. All right. So, my first, this is my first catch I really gave up in when I first got here. And it was a touchdown to Kittle in the back of the end zone in the stadium with all the fans there. That was like my welcome to the NFL. I was like, because they lined him up in goal line. So I was thinking fade. So I shot my hands. I tried to get on him quick. They put the ball in the air. He grabbed me and tossed me. And I flew. And I was like, where the flag? And he jumped up and he spiked the ball. And that was that moment right there. I was like, oh, I can't deal with that. I can't keep that happening. That can't happen no more.
Right.
That was like my welcome to the NFL when I first got here.
That's funny. That's a good one right there, man. Yeah, you can't put your hands on him, especially down there, because he's just going to try to bully you.
Yeah.
What has surprised you about the league so far? You know, obviously, it's cool to see you. I saw you growing up. You know, I've known Fatty forever. I got to come visit y'all when you were in high school. But what if anything, has surprised you about the league or hasn't surprised you?
What really surprised me is that teams really run the same scheme. Like,
right.
Like they attack the defense the same. I was really surprised by that. Like, I was like, nah, that can't be real. Like, they not just gonna run the same special follow digs. I couldn't believe that. Like, and then when I started to actually see it, it started slowing down for me.
Right. When I tell that to people, I try to tell that to young guys all the time. I'm like, hey, just that's gonna surprise you. It's different than college. In college, y'all gonna see 6-7 different schemes.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to see spread. You're going to see condensed. You're going to see Stanford just running the ball with goal line. You're going to see all this. In the league, you're going to see West Coast with a little bit of sprinkles here, a little bit of this here. They're going to steal three plays from the team you just played. You look up, you're like, hey, if I know these 15 plays, I'm good.
Yeah, that was really shocking to me. It was crazy.
Right. And you keep thinking that you're going to last in this league a long time, because they don't get more creative. They don't.
Yeah.
You think they do over the years. You'd be like, yeah, they're going to probably change stuff once they know. I know when two go away, that one coming on the dig. I know that.
Yeah.
So they're going to probably mix it up.
Yeah, it was certain some teams that they would like do a different, like Kansas City in the preseason. Like I went with that special fall of digs, and they ran like a digging up, and I
right.
But I was still in a good position to make the play.
But that shit kind of stuff sounds good when you don't got Nicholas, John Bosa, and Eric Armstead breathing down your neck. And
oh yeah, yeah.
So they're gonna have a tough time blocking them, so they don't really run double moves out of that because it's already a seven step. You got to hit your back foot and let it go. But they'll try it, but that's just to keep you honest. That's just to be like, hey, you know, it ain't every time.
Yeah.
So where you living at, first off? Because it's expensive out there.
Oh, yeah. I'm staying in Santa Clara.
Okay. Yeah, you ain't got to give me all the details. Yeah. But you know what I mean? But yeah, Santa Clara, that's cool. Did that surprise you? Because it's expensive as all get out there.
Yeah. I mean, coming from L.A., I knew it was expensive, but this is different. This is different. I mean, you got one bedrooms and starting at $4,200. I'm right. Like, oh, man.
At least in L.A., you could kind of feel like you're doing something. You know what I mean? This mess is crazy. Who's like the guy on the team you hang with the most?
I kind of be with my class more, like kind of Ambry, Sam Womack, you know, rookies. Like I kind of stick like, you know, with the rookie young class. Guys. Yeah, the young guys, you know. I mean, I'll be hanging out with older guys too. Like I'll be with Debo sometimes, you know, Trent. Yeah, but mostly I'll stick to the rookie class.
Which corners, like, you know, whether they playing now or played before, have you studied and tried to emulate, add little tricks to your game?
Oh, yeah. I watched your film.
Appreciate that.
I was just watching, like, when I had DM'd you and then we was talking about, you know, the Arizona game and you saying don't make it bigger than what it is, I went back and watched your film and I just seen how you was playing stuff. I'm like, all right, I can add this into mine and just add some stuff to it.
You know? Yeah, I appreciate that. I'll be trying, man. You get out there, you got to know what you can do and what you can't do, and the game ain't bigger than what it is. The NFC Championship is what it is, you know what I mean? It's going to be a ball out there. It's going to be a field. You're going to put your cleats on, your helmet on, you're going to strap it up, and you're going to dance, you know? And out there on that island, only a couple people know how it really go.
Only a couple know how it feel on that 3rd and 2 when you got to get that stop. But
when you got to get that stop or 3rd and 9 for the game.
Yeah.
You know, it's different. And you can, whether you give up a few catches or you pick everything, like you still got to line it up and they don't care what you did the last play. These receivers get to sub out, you know, they get tired after a couple plays. They get to tap their helmet and bring somebody. We don't get to sub out, baby. Out here. Strapping. Yeah. And that's day. What people don't understand that. People are like, receiver is harder. Like, nah, not than corner.
Yeah, not than corner. I mean, you could play, you got 99 good plays and that one bad play, it'll kill your whole day.
Kill your whole everything. And you could play 85 plays. You could play 106 plays and they could play 45 plays. And they'd be like, look, he had 7 catches for 130 yards. He the best. I played double the snaps.
Yeah,
like, I'm a human.
Yeah, that's exactly how it be. And then the fans be, I mean, that's one thing that really don't get to me. But I just like just how they seen me Seattle game. I was liking the tweets, you know, before I already knew what type of game I was coming in to try to have, and I knew I was gonna do it. So that's why I was liking the tweets like, oh, y'all think I'm trash. Y'all think I'm garbage. I need to be benched. You know, all that stuff. I was just liking all that. I mean, it just fueled me up. Like it didn't tear me down at all.
Right. You add that chip on your shoulder.
Yep.
That why they call you the hyena?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be a fun matchup. I'm so proud of you, man. I'm proud of what you already did. I know you're going to have another great game. Go out there and do what you always do, man. Keep strapping. Keep doing your thing. Tell Fatty I said what up. And if you got any questions for me, I'm here. We can talk about it right now.
Yeah, I appreciate you. You didn't help me a lot, you know, with just giving me confidence and just explaining the game to me and just being a big brother and a mentor. And I appreciate you for that.
No, it's all love. It's all love. I'll see you soon. And you go out there and do your thing. And I'll see you at the Super Bowl. I appreciate you, brother. You have a great day. And I'll get with you soon.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.